31. How many of y'all have wanted to do something and did not take the time to count what it would cost, how much it would be involved in getting it done? I know for me, a friend of mine gave me a vehicle, and my grandiose idea is to take it from the ground up. So y'all understand, it's no joke taking a car completely apart and trying to put it back together. I'm 2 years into this thing and I still got a ways to go. I thought, well, I've got the experience, I got a few tools, I'll have this thing done in 6 months. Yeah, we're still going. But again, we have to understand, if we're going to do something, no matter how small, minute it might seem, there is a cost involved. For everything we do, you're going to pay for it. You might not think about it or see it in that light, but there is a cost. And as we look at this passage of text that was read this morning, coming from Luke, Christ reminds those who want to follow him that you're going to pay a price. Whether it's family, whether it's friends, it's a job, a reputation, there is a cost to following him. Now I know I'm talking to the retired, the seasoned members of society. So you've already paid your dues, right? I remind you, you can retire from the world, but you can't retire from God.
That's right.
There is a cost to following Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's once more again I stand before you in empty pitcher. Before you, Father, a full fountain, I'm once again asking that you would fill this pitcher. Once again, Father, asking that you would allow this pitcher to overflow, that your message, the cost of discipleship, would find its way out into those you've given an ear to hear. Father, this message, the cost of discipleship, would find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive. Father, that this message would find its way out to those you've given a heart, given a will to do. So have your way now, Father. You hide me that only you are seen, and that you would touch these lips and this voice that only you would be heard. Help us to understand the cost. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, as we get to it, we find Christ is before a large crowd and he's traveling. They're walking with him. And he happens to turn and say, "Whoever comes to me and doesn't hate his father, his mother, his spouse, his children, his brothers and sisters, and yes, even his own life, cannot be my disciple." That's a lot to say to someone back then. It's a lot to talk to someone about today. If you want to follow Christ, you have to even sacrifice yourself. Now, I know it'd be silly for me to ask how many of you all are ready to sacrifice your life to Christ, but I must put that out there. How many of you all are really ready to let go of the life you have now to follow Christ, to follow Jesus? Are you ready to let go of that space that you have gotten into, comfort, status, to follow God? It's a hard one to process. In lip service, we'd say, "Yes, I'm ready to go." But in all actuality, there is a pause in there when you think about letting go of all that you have, all that you've worked for, to follow Christ. And we know how his story ended, right? Those that followed him, when the time got tough, scattered. He went up on the cross alone for you and I. He took our sins upon himself. He died. Are you ready to
to let go and follow him to the end.
See, there is a cost, remember. For us, he paid the price by letting go of his life. For us, we've got to pay the price in letting go of some of the luxuries. Some of our family and some of our friends. And it's going to be easy, you see, when your friends and family know that you're following Christ. Those that knew you before you started following Christ, they're going to leave anyway. But what about the ones that are pretending to be your friends? They stick with you to see how you're going to be blessed and how you're not, or how you're going to respond and react when things don't go your way. See, again, there is a cost when you're following Christ. As the bishop would tell us, we sometimes are the only Bible that somebody would ever read. They may not ever pick this thing up. So in order for them to want to follow Christ, you have got to let go of some of the things that you do. Change that. We have to let go of some of the things that we do. When folks treat us wrong, instead of our natural response wanting to get back to them or get back at them, sometimes we've got to let go and let God. When there's some things that are going on down the way that used to intrigue us and pick our attention and make us want to be there, sometimes you've got to let that go. These are the things that we can do on the outside that we can do real easily. But what about your family and your friends, your close circle? I often wonder what would have happened if those 12 that he had chosen, those 11 that he handpicked, what it would have been like if they had stayed right there with him. If they did not scatter when it was time to go through the trials and tribulations. See, we are all familiar with that saying, we all want to go to heaven, right? But no one wants to die. You have got to let go and let God. You've got to look at what it's going to cost you to follow Christ. We count the cost of what it's going to cost us, but do you ever count what you're going to receive in the end? If I just give up myself, my carnal self, and let the Spirit of God move within me, how much more am I going to gain? If our end goal is to make it into heaven, to sit at the feet of Christ, to walk with God, we've got to let go of some things. We've got to let go of who we are to be His. I can't cling to mom and dad anymore. I can't cling to my uncles and my aunties, my brothers and sisters and my cousins, because they may not be traveling in the way I'm trying to go. They may be a hindrance to hold me back. When we were working in the world before you all got that retirement, if the job didn't go the way you wanted, the majority of us stayed in it, didn't we? We stayed there because we counted the cost of security. Job security, retirement, those benefits. Jumping from job to job to job would not have got us where we are today. These young folks don't understand. They look for being comfortable, what worked for them. We cannot do that when it comes to following Christ. We can't jump from Christ today and do all the things He's called us to do, and just as it gets a little tough, we jump back in the world. Because it's what's familiar, it's what works. You've got to count the cost of what it's going to be to give up self and follow God. Are you willing to go all the way? Even at the cost of your own life.
Again, if I look at the following of Christ to the working of this vehicle that I received, I thought it would have been an easy job. I knew there'd be a little more involved because it's a body off restoration. Sand the chassis down, get the rust off, kind of like what I need to do in my life. I got to get down to the ground level. I got to get down to the bones of the situation and clean that up. Slap some rust remover and some paint over the top of it so it shines brightly. Got to do that inside of me. I've got to get down to the nasty stuff. Clean it up real good and put some stuff on it so that the rust and the muck doesn't come back. And then slap a nice coat of pretty paint on it so that it looks good for you all. And then when I get to the body, to the outside, I've got to make sure that it's perfect. The seams match on both sides. It's smooth. It's been well primed. And I put that nice pretty paint on it as well. So that everybody's oohing and ahhing when it comes to seeing it. Looks so well you want to get in it, right, Jim?
Right.
So when it comes to following Christ, you've got to do the same thing. You got to count the cost of what it's going to cost you to get down to the inside of yourself. To get to the bones of the situation where you've got the stuff hidden and deal with it. Clean it up. Put some primer, some rust inhibitor, some sin resistance on top of it. Means you got to open your Bible. Get into it so that it gets into you. Once you've gotten that on there, then you paint over it so it looks shiny and nice. And from the inside out, you begin to work on the outside. Doing the things that are pleasing, that will shine brightly to those that come in your past. That come in your path. That way when folks see you, even in the midst of trouble, they still see you smiling for God, for Christ, for what he's doing in your life. That you're not letting stuff hold you down or hold you back. That you keep moving forward. They will see that and want to follow you. Anybody ready to get down to the thick of things, to the problem, to the situation that's going on? Are you ready to do the work? To let go of everything on the outside. Let go of everybody that's around you. To let go the naysayers. To let go those that want to keep you where you were. If you're wanting to follow Christ, that's what it's going to cost. It's going to cost you to let go of those who have been with you from the very beginning. Those that were with you when you got in trouble. Those that want to keep you in trouble. You got to get to the bones of the situation. Clean them up. Get them out of your life. Put that safeguard on it so that there's nothing between you and God. Not with them. And prepare to move forward. It's going to be some heavy work. There's going to be some heavy lifting. You've got to carry your own cross as well. Those things that you've done in secret, you've got to deal with those. Expose them so that God can help you to work on them, can help move you forward. My brothers and sisters, if we're going to be the disciples that God has called us to be, that Christ wants us to be, we're going to have to count the cost. We're going to have to let go of a few things. Honestly, we're going to have to let go of a lot of stuff. The things you're thinking about right now, what you've done, what you haven't done, and how God continues to keep you. day in and day out. So anybody ready to journey with me? To take that leap. Knowing that in order to go where we want to go, I've got to give up. We've got to give up some things. Are you ready to let go and let God? It's the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.